selling experience. Because helping people is what CarMax people are all about.
Don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. That's just the kind of thing she ought to know.
Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is January 23rd, 2019, and you're in for a treat because it is Soap Night. Tonight, Soap Night is dedicated to the daytime fans, the besties. You know, I always appreciate you. And of course, the subscribers. Thank you everybody for listening. If it wasn't for you, we would not be as popular as we are right now. Last tally was 1.3K listeners, so thank you everybody. I'm glad everybody enjoyed Kids Incorporated night. It was so much fun. So let's get this party going. I'm ready to start. All right. Let's start off with As the World Turns for all y'all that enjoyed when Lily sings. Here we go.
And now, part two of As the World Turns.
Oh, yeah. Nice to see you here. Where's Aaron?
JD Cobbs. I'm going to pick him up in about 2 hours.
Do you think it was a good idea for you to come?
Do you think that by staying away, it'll change anything?
To be in the right place at the right time.
What,
you saved my life, and I don't even know your name.
Graham Hawkins.
That's Simon.
Simon. Emma Snyder.
Don't
drop your winnings.
Saved his life, and you didn't even mention. Well, I want to talk to you. Come to our table. Come sit down. We are so happy to
join us.
Thank
you.
Have a glass of champagne.
I'm not hungry.
Morning sickness?
No, and stop referring to that. The only person that knows other than you is Jessica. Well, Cal.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm not going to need to pretty soon.
Good evening.
What are you guys, following us around or what?
You got it.
Well, that's very nice of you, but it's unnecessary. Would you please tell my brother you don't have to chaperone me tonight, Rosanna?
He knows. We just thought it would be kind of fun to hang out here for a while. Us. Would you please go get me a cup of soda?
Certainly.
This is very sweet of both of you. But I know what I'm doing.
I think I'll just kind of hang out, see how the land lays.
Well, could you hang out on the dance floor, maybe go dance? Go.
Why then? Hi.
Hi.
Can I join you?
Sure.
Flower?
Fine.
Since the police searched your apartment.
They didn't find any evidence that I killed Link, if that's what you're asking. You know, believe it or not, Cal, I didn't do it.
I know that, Connor. I told you that. Excuse
a mess. I don't know how all this is going to affect Walsh Montgomery.
You don't think Connor murdered Link, do you?
Of course not. She couldn't.
Sure is a nice song. How about a dance?
No, thank you, darling. The motion of this boat is really activating my morning signals.
Hey, don't be so disappointed. I'll dance with you.
Go ahead. Oh, really? Please, I insist, right? I'll feel guilty.
I'll be right back.
Why, Larry, I forgot what a great dancer you were.
Emily, it's so fetching this evening. I just was told the amazing details of your pregnancy.
Well, I'm pretty amazed myself. I hope you have something nice to say about it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. But have you given thought about what it's going to be like to have a little kid at your age?
I read somewhere about a woman that her husband and her daughter created the baby, but in that case, she was the one that bore the baby for her, the daughter. Anyway, it all sounds so terribly incestuous to me.
Well, we don't think of it like that.
I hope you don't mind. I asked Janice to join me. Is that right?
Are you kidding? Welcome.
Thank you. Excuse me. I just put a powder in my nose.
Hey, Duncan.
How you doing?
Hey, Duncan.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello, Damien.
I told Lily that Eduardo wants you to take it. It's not a secret. Ah,
I can't just watch it.
I'm sorry to see you with Craig. I hope you can use your charms on Holden.
Well, I'd be only too glad if I had the chance.
On a time like right now.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Oh,
hey. I talked to Ivan today. She and Jason and MJ all settling in D.C. They seem to be doing well.
I'm glad. Yeah. It's supposed to be really hard on you, John.
Well, it is difficult, you know. Someone you once loved has now got a whole new life with someone else, you know?
Yeah. I know about that.
Miss my boy.
Out of the Dixons.
Hey, okay, how's it going?
Hey, nice to see you. I'm going to find us a table.
Listen, Damien just came over and made a point of telling me that Eduardo was in Montega to check out the Hunt situation, not in Rome,
as he said. Hunt situation? What are you talking about?
The Montegan police found in the wreckage the body they found wasn't Hans's. It was Officer Santiago's. They confirmed it through dental records.
Is Hans guy still alive?
No, Andy, now I know what you're thinking.
You identified him. He bombed Patricia Kingsley's car, and he knows you. He's still out there?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Falcon Club. I'd like to sing a song that I wrote for my husband, Damien.
One small spark is all I need to flame this fire that burns inside of me. They tell me that love like this is rare, a precious gem that we can share. With special care, our hearts will grow. There's one more thing that you should know. Just for your touch, I'll give you all of my heart to hold. Just for your touch, I'll give you all the love that I own. I'm sure. Just for you.
Oh my God, Martha Byrne. I love her. Lily Dash Rose D'Angelo, amazing. All right. Still with As the World Turns, we're gonna go on with Lily and Damien. What about when Damien arrived in Oakdale? Let's go back.
She was planning to visit here this afternoon.
Your wife?
Why, yes. Lily.
You mean Lily Snyder?
She was Lily Snyder. She's Lily Grimaldi now. We were married in Malta in March. You off guard. I just assumed Lily told you.
Well, no, she didn't say anything to me when she was here.
Well, I guess she wanted to wait so we could share the news together.
I'm sorry. What did you say her name was?
Damien Grimaldi.
The two of you have met?
Lucinda Walsh introduced us several days ago in her office.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything. You must have known who I was.
Of course, it wasn't the place, nor the time. I felt it was for Lily to decide. She was right. This is as beautiful as she described it. Gorgeous farm.
Hello.
For a conquering hero.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had company.
It's Damien. Right, what are you doing out here?
Everyone, I want you to meet Damien Grimaldi. This is Ned Simon. This is my son, Peter Snyder, and his fiancée, Julie Wendell, who you apparently have met before.
Julie, yes, we met at a charming boutique in town. Fashion.
Yes. Well, what on earth are you doing out here?
Well, I'm sure this will be as big a surprise to the rest of you as it was to Olden and Miss Snyder. I came out here looking for my wife, Lily.
You're saying you and Lily are married?
How long have you two known each other?
We met last January from a mutual friend at a New Year's Eve party in Milan. We were drawn to each other immediately. Talked all through the night. She told me all about your disappearance, your unfortunate accident, and how you'd lost your memory. How she realized the two of you could never have a future the way she planned to. And that's how it began for us.
So, you're Italian?
Actually, no. I'm Maltese. I really must get back to town now. I want to be there for Lily when she returns from her
appointment with the judge.
Could you tell him that he called me?
Of course.
Let's switch over with Barbara and Kim.
I appreciate you trying to do this for me, but I really don't want to talk about the baby. You know, everyone keeps saying to me how sorry they are.
Church choir. Besides, you can move around in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
run back to the the driveway was blocked. Well, I wasn't going to walk through the mud, not with what I paid for these shoes. Yes. I had asked Susan to try to be on time. Now I'm afraid we're going to be late.
And maybe she was needed to the hospital, you think?
Oh, girls, would you look at that man out there? He is smoking like a chimney.
What's the driver?
Oh, well, then, Lucinda, I think you should really sit in the back.
The World Turns, Helen Wagner.
Said my first line, good morning, dear, to my beloved Don McLaughlin, who was playing my husband, Chris Hughes. That was the first word that was spoken on World Turns. Since that time, millions of letters and of dialogue have been sent to the people of Oakdale. And there have been new characters and old characters, and moved on, and some have stayed, and some have come back, and some of our cast, including my beloved Dawn, have left us. But the stories, and the memories, and the friendships that we have enjoyed together, all together with ourselves, and with our fans, these are what we celebrate on as the world turns and the years go by.
This is 733, 4D, Park.
I went on the air and I was 38, and now I'm 87, and I have changed, and Nancy has changed.
I remember being at home with my mom in the 50s and seeing Lisa in a scene.
Well, I don't know, one of these days, though.
And to see those people that were in black and white that are here now, and I'm a part of that, that is an amazing thing.
Who are you?
My name is Alden Snyder. And you can call this a stolen moment, which started here in this barn many, many years ago.
'Cause we're like a dream come true. Just wanna be with you. Just plain to see that you're the only one.
As the World Turns has been a great launching pad for many careers.
My name is Freddie Hughes.
We came around
to show my father
how we rolled and rolled.
Have another great 50 years.
All shine at portraying powerful women who have dealt with life's slings and arrows
and still found a way to come out victorious. But tonight, the victory is just being in this elite company. Here are the nominees for lead actress in a drama series.
Catherine of The Young and the Restless, Jean Cooper.
Think that this lovely estate could belong to Jill Abbott.
Never.
Oh, I would die first.
Lucinda, on As the World Turns, Elizabeth Hubbard.
You get us out of this place in 1 minute or I will rant and rave. I will scream. I will sing.
Fine.
I will sing.
Fine.
You will be sorry. I'm giving you 1 minute and
no.
Oh, okay.
Erica, on All My Children.
Saying things, and you would whisper to mother. Remember that? Would you like to do that now?
Nikki, on The Young and the Restless, Melanie Thomas Scott.
Justify what you and Jack did. Yes, you and I were almost husband and wife. But Now I look at you and I thank God it didn't go any further.
Reva on Guiding Light, Kim Zimmer.
She just told me that she doesn't have a life. She has no identity. And you know something? She's right. Because there's only one Reva Shane in this world, and she's standing right here in front of you. So where does that leave her?
And the outstanding diva is... The streak is over, Susan Lucci!
Because we may have to put Bianca on a respirator to keep her alive.
I'm sitting here like a fool. For what? For the doctors to get a clue? Danny, look, please, just tell me something. What can I do? How do I fix her? And why the hell can't somebody wake Bianca up? I mean, all the things she's been through. And she just gets to lie there? She gets to die? Isn't she flowers? Hey, easy, come here. What? You gonna drag me down to the station for disturbing the peace?
Look, I'm just here for Bianca, like everybody else.
Because if we stick around long enough, we might all just get a chance to say goodbye, right?
Look, Reggie, I feel you. You're frustrated, and the frustration gets in your blood. It starts pounding at your brain, so you gotta let it loose. But don't, okay? Just stay cool.
Be cool. Being cool won't bring Bianca back. All right? So what do we do? You tell me that, Derek.
Well, we just go with the flow, you know? We just look around. And we see all these people that love her. We look around, Reggie, and we just know we're not alone.
You've told me so much already. Next thing on the books, you're going to teach me how to deal with that sister of yours. I think we're both on the same page there. We don't want to change her, just help her a little.
Can I have a moment alone with Bianca, please?
Of course. I'm gonna go and find your sister. And I'm gonna hold you to our agreement, okay? Okay. Whoa.
No,
hold on a second.
I have to see Bianca. She's worse, isn't she?
No, I was just in with her. I don't need to know about worse, but you need to calm.
No, I'm tired. I've done that already, okay? Calm, faith, hope, blah, 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 whatever.
Again. What's going on? Where did you go if she left the boathouse? Why are you so wound up?
Well, getting played does that to me. I got suckered into believing in miracles.
If you want to punish me, Bianca, I understand. But go ahead. String me up. Torture me, skin me alive. But to make me sit here and watch you here like this, you must really want me to suffer. You have no choice but to hate me, Bianca. I know that. I betrayed you. I let you ache for a baby that was close enough to touch. There is another way to make me pay. You can open your eyes and you can tell me to my face that you hate me for what I've done to you. Then I will suffer.
Please welcome from As the World Turns, Jack and Carly Snyder, Michael Park and Laura West.
Traditional town with traditional family values, not to mention the good old-fashioned on-again, off-again relationships.
I know. And unfortunately for me, we're in the off-again situation right now. Alas.
Thank you.
But just as the world continues to turn, life goes on and things change. Rivalries are resolved. And at the heart remains a family of characters who share a common history.
Mojo.
Yeah, Mikey.
It is our honor to introduce our first outstanding drama series, our show, As the World Turns.
A family, we will get through this together.
The families in Oakdale, you've got the Hugheses,
the Walshes,
the Ryans,
the Stewarts,
the Snyders.
Am I forgetting anybody?
The Kasnovs.
I'm sure there's a few more, but the thing is, they're all connected.
Jennifer Munson. She recently became a mother. Turns out the babies were switched.
I know you all think that I'm crazy, but I'm not. This is my baby.
So what happened to mine?
If you've got a stage where you can speak to real issues, you must.
I have cancer.
This is very dangerous stuff.
That's why people watch daytime. They want to see some loving.
Love forever, love is free. Let time
when you get an action scene in the script, it's absolutely 10 times more exciting than anything you're going to read on any other page.
All right, everybody, this is Jen Landon's first day on As the World Turns.
Wasn't Allison supposed to be here by now?
She's not that late. She'll be here.
She better be. I told my brother it was going to be the four of us. If he finds out that it's just you, me, and Casey, I'm going to be in trouble.
Allison's not going to leave you in a lurch. She knows that if Raphael found out you were on a date alone, without a chaperone, that you and Casey would be dead in the water.
Hi, sorry.
Hey, there she is.
Oh, it's just a little spill. It happens all the time. See? It's like it never even happened. So, where's Casey? Patting his nose. You look great, Allie. Thank you. I love that color on you.
Yeah, it's really nice.
How's it going?
Good. You?
Good. Allison, congratulations. You finally made it. Let's have a toast.
To our first date?
To Allison for making it possible. To Allison.
So, what did I miss?
Nothing much. We're just about to order.
You guys want to order some food?
Maybe later. Thanks.
When? Oh, no way. Allison Stewart, you look so different.
So do you. I love the hair. Last time I saw you.
Don't even talk about it. That was another lifetime. I've evolved. Her mom works at Memorial, too. I haven't seen you in centuries. When did you start working here?
Just a couple weeks ago. I'm just doing it to make some extra bucks in between singing gigs.
You're a singer?
I do it all. I've got a band now. All Chicks, the Itty Bitty Kitty Crew.
What a great name. I love it. Gwen, this is Celia and Will and this is Casey.
We've met.
Yeah, we already said hello.
I think I've seen you around school. In the cafeteria, maybe?
I try not to eat there if I can help it, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. That's me. Order's up. I'll be back.
She's so cool. Maybe we can go see her band play some night.
You don't even know if they're any good.
Why wouldn't they be?
I'm just saying I can think of a lot of other things I'd like to do. Back me up here, buddy. Do you want to see some girl band? Yeah, sure, whatever. Allison, I was thinking.
Oh, hold that thought. I'll be back in a flash.
What about On One Life to Live, when Tina met Cord?
I'm here, Miss Lord.
Great, thanks. Listen, maybe you could help me with something. See, I have to go to this address. Could you tell me how far it is? Like if I can get there by a cab or if I have to rent a car?
It's right on the outskirts of town, in the Upper Valley. It's not very far from here.
Great. Then maybe you could also do me the favor of calling me a cab at the end of about 10 minutes.
Sure.
So, Clint, I'm going to pay a little surprise visit on Maria Vasquez to find out why she thinks it's just so urgent that she has to see you. I just hope it's worth my while. Dear Clint, I'm sure you're surprised to hear from me after all these years. Please contact me in El Paso, Texas, as soon as possible. It is urgent. Maria Vasquez. Oh, please, Maria, be trouble for Clint. Yes? Oh, well, tell the driver I'll be down in just a few minutes, okay?
Curious as to why you're knocking on my door.
Well, I hope I'm not in the wrong place. I was looking for a Maria Vasquez.
Why?
Well, it's in regards to a letter that I received a while ago.
To you?
No, actually it's to my brother-in-law, Clint Buchanan.
Well, that name sounds familiar. So does yours, but I can't quite make the connection between my mother-in-law and those two names. Come on in. Oh. What is this all about?
Well, actually, I really don't even know, Mr. Roberts. I was hoping that maybe I could talk to Mrs. Vasquez.
I'm sorry, but she passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I took a look at this letter?
No, I guess not.
Still doesn't tell me too much.
Yeah, I know.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Like, why Mr. Buchanan didn't show up here himself? And why this letter took so long to get here when it's clearly written urgent?
Well, Clint,
Kenneth has had a lot going on in his life lately. He's really been very busy, and he didn't even see the letter till a couple of days ago. And, he just got lost in some papers or something once it was delivered, and he had to go out of town, so he said, "Hey, Tina, why don't you take care of this for me?" So here I am. And could you tell me, is Mrs. Vasquez, was she functioning?
Yeah, up to the very end, yes. She was a very sharp lady. But you say Mr. Clint Buchanan, he had never heard of Maria Vasquez.
No, I'm afraid he has no recollection.
Wait a minute, you said your name's Tina Lord. Yeah, I remember now. There was some kind of family fight. And he was on trial for murder? She was committed.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. And that's all over with. Everybody's fine, and we are so close. We really are. I mean, of course we would be, or Clint would never have asked me to come here and take care of this for him. And I only feel bad that, that the poor woman died, thinking that Clint didn't even care enough to respond to her letter.
Hey, Corda, I almost forgot. We've got a visitor here. Hi. How you doing? I don't know, Pa. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't remember Grandma ever even talking about Clint Buchanan.
I know, that's amazing. Well, with all the publicity that Clint has had, you'd think that if she knew him, she would have said so.
Well, Maria, probably straighten this all out tomorrow.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm Mr. Heller. I'm here on important business regarding Victor Lord Jr. Are you his widow?
Yes. What is this about?
His last will and testament.
Mr. Heller, could you just give me one moment? I'll be right with you.
Sure.
He said all the right people were taken care of. What do you think it means? Well, I assumed he meant that he left everything to his family. Who did you say you were again? It's okay, Blair. I remember my husband did business with your company, but I didn't know that you handled his will.
We didn't. In fact, I never had the pleasure of meeting the deceased. I'm here to represent the bank.
Oh, you're a banker. A Swiss bank where they hide things. So you don't know what's in the will either, do you?
No, madam. I'm simply here to ensure that the terms of Mr. Lord's will are properly executed. And if you can gather any interested parties, we can begin.
Well, did you find Star?
No, I told Jack and Danny to call. Did you guys reach Star?
She's not answering.
No, Jessica either. Maybe their phones are off.
So I guess we're just waiting for Vicky, unless... Are we forgetting anyone?
Okay, I want you to know that I did everything in my power to keep her from coming here.
Well, isn't this nice? Just one big, happy family.
I'm sorry, Dad, but they made me change my statement about Scarface. But just because I didn't see him shoot you doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Where are you getting your information? But I didn't kill anybody.
My daughter Star says that.
I know what happened, and I'm very sorry for your loss.
My loss. My 3-year-old granddaughter was strapped into a car that you sent tumbling over a cliff. Tragedy was murder, and it's on your head.
Wanting justice is not the same thing as me being guilty.
My daughter Star says that a Mr. Sonny Carnthus shot out the wheels of the other car.
Right. But sometimes you shouldn't believe everything you hear.
Where are you going? We're not done talking yet.
Accidents can happen anytime. That's why Geico's here 24 hours a day, every day. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, look who's here. Why am I not surprised?
You got a lot of stuff to answer for.
About my daughter? This doesn't concern you.
I'm not going to let you kidnap Cardi's kid and think you can get away with it.
Sonny, Jax gave her back to Sean. Jocelyn's with her mother right now.
So move along. There's nothing to see here.
Sonny, it's done.
Has anything to do with my daughter. You don't give a damn about Jocelyn. You're furious because Brenda left you. And you're even more furious because she left with me. That was just a salt in the wound, wasn't it? A self-inflicted one, I might add.
Don't you pretend that this has anything to do but you wanting Brenda. You use your own daughter to turn her against me.
Right, well, I didn't have to try very hard, if that's what you think, because you gave Brenda plenty of reasons.
Brenda was very happy.
She was in denial with you, okay? And she finally said enough.
You've been undermining me and Brenda the second we got back together.
I just opened Brenda's eyes for her. That's all I did.
You fought dirty, right? Then you got pissed off when I fought dirty back.
So it wasn't your fight. It was about their daughters, between Carly and Jax.
Sonny always needs to make everything about him in case you're...
What about you, Mr. High and Mighty? Dragging everybody into this, Carly, Jocelyn, even dragged Brenda into this bogus court hearing. You're going to bring my own sons into it.
Your sons have suffered from the choices that you've made. Some more than others. I wasn't about to let that happen to Jocelyn. Or Brenda, or her son, for that matter.
Oh, the same old Jax. You know, coming to the rescue, morally superior. Well, you've gone too far this time, stealing Carly's kid.
Hey, you know what? Jocelyn's my kid, too. I'm pretty sure you're aware of
that. Not according to the courts. You grabbed her, kidnapped her.
You want to compare crimes? You set me up. You drugged me. You are the reason I lost custody of my daughter. And that's what was so unforgivable to Brenda. That's why she left you. That's why she left you, Sonny. So you'd be playing. Turn around and bit you in the ass.
You better shut the hell up. The second you let Jackson the door, Robin.
Sonny, put the gun away.
No.
You don't want to do this.
I don't. Yes, I do. You don't want to watch it go upstairs.
My daughter is sleeping. Please, put the gun away. Get the hell out of my house.
Your daughter is sleeping. I will take him outside and do what I gotta do.
Yeah, you always do what you gotta do, right? Why change now?
Right. It was in your best interest to kidnap your daughter.
Jax admitted what he did was wrong.
There's something Sonny doesn't know how to do.
Putting him in the ground right now just seems right.
Timing couldn't be better because I was just about to make a huge mistake.
The huge mistake was you coming back.
No, Robin was just convincing me that maybe I took things too far, that maybe I should compromise with Carly so that my daughter can have the best of both of us.
There is no best in you, and the rest is going to bleed when I take care of you.
Sonny, go.
You bring death wherever you go. And not just to adults, to children as well, including your own. Unless they get out in time. Brenda took her son away. She took herself away from you.
You took her, Jax.
I saved her. I saved her. You should be thanking me.
The only one going down is you.
Sonny, no! No, don't touch me.
I gotta help you, Robin.
Jax, don't.
Mommy. It's okay, baby. It's okay. Go back to bed. Everything's okay.
I'm going to call an ambulance.
No, but if you call an ambulance, the police comes too. Sonny's not going to shoot you in front of my little girl. Just go, please. Go.
It's okay, baby.
Sonny? Don't make me a liar.
I had so much fun hosting Soap Night with all y'all. And thank you again, everybody, for listening and subscribing. It's just a lot of fun. Okay. Before I leave and call it a night, I want to put a shout out real quick. Looks like it's not going to work. All right, everybody. I will see you on the flip side. And enjoy your evening.
Comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Every night beneath the light of a neon.